Hello, Ani, bonjour. My name is Tom Thwaites, and welcome to another episode of Georgian Bay Roots. Heard every Sunday at 4 o'clock on AM 560 CFOS, unless there's a hockey game on, in which case you'll hear the Roots right after. Thanks to the support of the Georgian Bay Folk Society, we are the official radio show of Summerfolk and the place to hear the music made and played right here in Grey Bruce. We're playing that theme to the hilt this week with a rebroadcast of an episode that I put together last year of the Georgian Bay Roots crew's contribution to what turned out to be, possibly, the last and 83rd CFOS Suntimes Christmas broadcast. So, settle in for some holiday cheer, brew up a cozy drink, and get in the spirit. Let's kick things off with one we are all in on. Thanks for teaching me this one, Mom. Sure came in handy. This is Gordon Lightfoot's song for A Winter's Night.
The lamp is burning low upon my tabletop. The snow is softly falling. The air is still in the silence of my room. I hear your voice softly calling. If I could only have you near to breathe a sigh or two, I would be happy just to hold the hands I love on this winter's night with you.
Again with you. I am so sorry.
Never apologize on stage. Kelly's only apologizing because he thought we were going to do the Wreck of the Edmund Fitzgerald there.
No, I thought we were doing the version we did last year, and I forgot I was supposed to be singing the second verse. But thanks to you guys for kicking in and taking on.
The people would never have known that if you hadn't said that, Kelly.
I know, and I'm just too honest not to confess.
It's all going according to plan.
Yeah. So...
That's Kaylee Hawkins, John Farmer, and Kelly Babcock, and yours truly, live with an appreciative audience last Sunday at the Roxy, singing and playing our hearts out on Gordon Lightfoot's Song for a Winter's Night. It was a pleasure to be on stage with such a bunch of pros. We met at 2:30 in the Roxy's green room, where, by the way, you can see the greatest Sgt. Pepper's couch ever. Anyways... We had time to quickly brush up on some songs, and before you know it, we're live to broadcast, something I had definitely never done before. I nominate Kaylee Hawkins for MVP of the night, and here's why.
Wearing her sultry, gravelly voice today is Kaylee Jane Hawkins.
Oh, hi, friends. Hello. Thank you. I've been fighting this for like 3 weeks. I've had so many tests. It's all negative. But whatever this is, it stole the Santa Claus parade for me, but it wasn't going to steal the CFOS broadcast. So bear with me. This is perfect to channel some Eartha Kitt.
She's also recording her Janis Joplin cover album at the moment.
All right. Santa baby, slip a sable under the tree for me. Been an awful good girl, Santa baby, hurry down the chimney tonight. Santa baby, a 54 convertible to light blue. I'll wait up for you, dear Santa baby. Hurry down the chimney tonight. Think of all the fun I've missed. Think of all the fellas that I haven't kissed. Next year I could be just as good if you check off my Christmas list. Santa baby, I want a yacht, and really that's not a lot. Been an angel all year, Santa baby, hurry down the chimney tonight. Santa honey, one little thing I really need, the deed to a platinum mine. Santa baby, hurry down the chimney tonight. Santa cutie, fill my stocking with the duplex and checks. Sign your ex on the line, Santa, hurry down the chimney tonight. With some decorations bought at Tiffany. I really do believe in you. Let's see if you believe in me. Santa baby, forgot to mention one little thing, a ring. And I don't mean on the phone, Santa, hurry down the chimney tonight.
Hi, my name is Drew McIver, and you're listening to Kaylee Hawkins on Georgian Bay Roots.
Yes, indeed. Thank you, Drew. You are You did just hear Kaylee Hawkins channeling her best Eartha Kitt with her rendition of Santa Baby. Great job, Kaylee. And if there's any doubt in your mind, or yours, John and Kelly, whether I'm going to spin every song we put out into the world last Sunday, you can banish the thought right now. It's a treat to have a moment in time captured for posterity, with all the gritty details that come with the territory of live music. The fact that the audience noises are captured too is a real cherry on top. The coughing lady will always remind me of the post-pandemic times we're living in, and John's son's babbling along to his dad is just too precious to miss. Here's John Farmer, being brave and going a cappella.
Last year, when this was still a virtual gathering, I took the... We all recorded some songs and we sent them in, and I took the liberty on a snowy getaway up at a friend's cottage in Stokes Bay of rewriting the words to an old folk song called Wild Mountain Time, and to rewrite it to be about Christmas time. And you will pick up the chorus as we go. Please join in if you're in the audience. I know that at least some of you have been known to sing, and we'll have the fellow Georgian Bay Roots folks sing along as well. For those of you listening at home, you did not see that I just took the guitar off, and I'm about to do something I have never done before in my life. Hooray for firsts at this broadcast. I'm going to try to sing a song a cappella for you.
Pick a good key, John.
Yeah. Where did I put my keys? I don't even know. No. Don't do that don't to me, Tom. That. Tom, no. Oh, the days are short and dark. In the last weeks of December, so we gather to share joy, and times we'll all remember. Let it snow, let it snow, and we'll watch the stormy weather. Now it's Christmas time, and it's good to be together. Let it snow, let it snow. We will hang our homes in lights, wear sweaters so we're cozy. Let the cider and the wine make our cheeks real rosy. Let it snow, let it snow, and we'll watch the stormy weather. Now it's Christmas time, and it's good to be together. Let it snow, let it snow. Well, if you are far from home, when it's time to open stockings, I'll pick up my phone, and shortly we'll be talking. Let it snow, let it snow, and we'll watch the stormy weather. Now it's Christmas time, and it's good to be together. Let it snow, let it snow. Not presents and not greed is the heart of Christmas season. Love and hope and light, yes, those three are the reason. Let it snow, let it snow, and we'll watch the stormy weather. Now it's Christmas time, and it's good to be together. Let it snow, let it snow, and we'll watch the stormy weather. Now it's Christmas time, and it's good to be together. Let it snow, let it snow.
Hello, my name is Alex, and you're listening to Georgian Bay Roots. Merry Christmas. Love you.
Thanks for that Christmas message, Alex. And my name is Tom Thwaites. That is my daughter, Alex, when she was all of 6 years old. And you just heard the one and only John Farmer, host emeritus, founder of Georgian Bay Roots, Owen Sound counselor, father, and songwriter, sharing lyrics he wrote for an old melody. Kudos to you, John, for mixing up the sonic palette and getting us all to step up to a vocal piece. My favorite David Crosby interview is one in which he slams bands for not taking risks on stage to the detriment of the energy exchanged between the audience and the artist. John certainly doesn't belong to that camp, as evidenced by his own son singing along. For my part, I reached for a Christmas tune by some of David Crosby's contemporaries. This is one by the band called Christmas Must Be Tonight.
Come down to the manger, see the little stranger. Wrapped in the swaddling clothes, the Prince of Peace. Our wheels start turning, torches start burning. And the old wise men, they journey from the east. Our little can bring the people so much joy. Son of a carpenter, our Mary carried the light. This must be Christmas, must be tonight. A shepherd on a hillside, over my flocks I bide. On a cold winter night, a band of angels sing. Dream I heard a voice saying, fear not, come rejoice. It's the end of the beginning, praise the newborn king. How a little baby boy can bring the people so much joy. Son of the carpenter, our Mary carried the light. This must be Christmas, must be tonight. I saw it with my own eyes, written up in the skies. But why to a simple herdsman such as I? And then it came to pass, he was born at last. Right below the star that shines on high. How a little baby boy can bring the people so much joy. Son of a carpenter, our Mary carried the light. This must be Christmas, must be tonight.
Thank you very much.
Hi, my name's Nora, and you're listening to Georgian Bay Roots. Have a holly jolly Christmas.
Yes, indeed. Thanks for that, Nora. From my family to you and yours, all the best of the season. My name is Tom, and you're listening to a very special episode of Georgian Bay Roots. Last Sunday, Georgian Bay Roots hosts John, Kaylee, Kelly, and myself were lucky enough to be able to perform together live to broadcast from the Roxy Theater in Owen Sound as part of the 83rd annual CFOS Sun-Times Christmas Fund broadcast, of which Meaford Mayor, Ross Kentner, has now appeared on for 61 consecutive years. This broadcast, now that is community dedication. This broadcast raises money for over 20 local charities, bringing vital programming to communities in Grey Bruce. By the end of the broadcast of this year, which ran from 1 in the afternoon to 8 in the evening, over $24,000 was raised. Pledges are still being collected, and you can make yours at any Royal Bank branch in Grey Bruce until the end of the year. Last year's tally was over $70,000. I participated in last year's remote broadcast, submitting a different performance of the song you just heard, the band's Christmas Must Be Tonight. It was a real treat to have the broadcast back in the flesh this year. A huge thank you goes out to everyone involved. Fred Wallace in his best Grinch sweater. Everyone at CFOS and the Sun-Times. Everyone who called in to make a pledge. Gary Byers, sound and lighting, and especially Steve Ritchie for manning the Batcave at CFOS and sending along the recording of Georgian Bay Roots' contribution to this special event. All right, we're going to take a quick break for a local weather update here on CFOS, and when we come back, get ready for story time with Mr. Kelly Babcock. If you've been missing your Stuart McLean Christmas stories, have no fear. We've got you covered here at Georgian Bay Roots. May the warm and fuzzies envelop us all.
We're the Lifers, and you're listening to Georgian Bay Roots.
And I want to tell you a song about something that happened to me in the past, and I mean like long past. We're talking nearly six decades ago now. Yeah, I'm that old. I may have mentioned before that I grew up in the little village of Kemble, which is about 10 or 12 miles north of here on the west side of Gitchinamwikwadong. This story begins a little after my arrival there at the age of sort of 3 years and 10 or so months. We moved to Kemble where my mother had originally come from, and while my mother and father worked, I and my brother spent our days at our grandma and grandpa at their farm. Many magical things happened there, including my learning to read fluently by the time I was 4 and a half. But the first magic I experienced in Kemble began in my grandma's house and involved her scrapbook. Every day the newspaper would arrive in the mail. My grandpa would fetch it from my great uncle Duke's post office. And when my grandma read the paper, she would often find stories of people she knew or people we were related to. And those stories back then were often weddings or births or funerals, sometimes road trips, occasionally notifications of company having visited. The everyday news back then was a lot nicer than it is today. And when she found stories like that about people who were our people or were friends, she would cut them out of the paper and glue them into her scrapbook. At the age of almost 4, I could clearly see how important this was to my grandma, and because she was important to me, so too was her scrapbook. As the days wore on, I began to love it, in fact. Though at that point I wasn't yet reading much, but I began to imagine that life was something that could not be lived to its fullest without a scrapbook of one's own. It was getting on into late autumn, and talk of Christmas began to spring up. I had gleaned enough to know about Santa and gifts and the magic of wishing for that one thing that you thought was worth wishing for. And back then it was understood that you might not get what you wanted because there were lots of children and Santa was a busy man. Not like nowadays with so many fewer children and all that North Pole automation. Anyway, when the time came for the adults to ask us what we might want from Santa, without hesitation, I said, a scrapbook. And then I closed my mouth tightly and averted my eyes. How foolish, I thought, to think that something so wonderful and so magical would be just given to a child. What would you do with that? My mother asked. I looked up at her. She was neither shocked nor laughing. I would draw important pictures and write some words in them, I said hesitantly, thinking that might be blasphemy. Well, you know, Santa is busy and can't always get the thing you ask for, my mother reminded me. But I'll ask him for you, and we'll see what comes of that. Is there something else you'd like if that isn't possible? I don't think so, I said. So whatever he wants to bring you, he can then? Sure. I spent the next couple of weeks completely in awe of my audacity. Who did I think I was? Now, back in those days, there was a school in Kemble that saw students from grade 1 to grade 8 attend, and then there was a bus that took older kids into town to high school. When these kids all got liberty from their educational pursuits for the day in late autumn, they were gathered, some against their wills, into a group at the old Methodist church that had become the village community center, and were trained and taught into a semblance of a Christmas concert troupe to call what happened back then a Christmas concert in Kemble was a bit of an understatement. There were recitations and one-act plays, comical skits, and yes, lots of music, and even some audience participation. And the culmination of the show was the arrival of Santa, who would take the stage and sit in a big comfy chair and give out bags of Christmas candy to each and every child in attendance. Ostensibly, this also allowed Santa to get a look at each child and determine if they had been good over the past year. I feared that word of my overly ambitious desires had already gotten to his ears and I would be especially scrutinized. Yes, I was a worried child back then. The day of the concert arrived and the show was, of course, magnificent. I and my brothers sat with our parents and grandparents and watched, mesmerized, not being participants yet because we weren't yet in school. When Santa arrived at the end, he took the stage, looked out over the audience, and basked in the glow of the admiration the whole town had for the jolly old gentleman. Two young ladies from the village, dressed as elves, no doubt to make Santa feel at home, took the stage beside him and he began calling the names of local children. We had just moved to the village only a few months before and I was kind of stunned when the old gentleman called my younger brother's name. He dropped off my mother's lap and stalked up to the stage to see Santa and get a bag of candy. Suddenly I realized, and I was afraid, that my time was up. Would I be ignored because of the huge ask I'd made? Or would I be called up on stage and ridiculed publicly for wanting such a special thing as that scrapbook? Before my brother had gotten back to his seat from the stage, my name was called. I looked at my mom and dad, who were smiling at me. I wanted to remember them like that because I was certain my life was about to become a nightmare. I walked up to the stage bravely all the same, took the steps, one dark step at a time, and arrived in front of Santa, who held out his arm. Well, I could see he was going to make me assume the position for my chastisement, and I stepped toward him, was caught up and dropped on his lap with a strong arm around my shoulder, no doubt to restrain me, I was sure. "Kelly, is it?" he said. I nodded. "Have you been good this year?" he asked. I looked down at my knees and said, "Yes." Then he laughed. "Ho, ho, ho, that's the way we want you to be. Here's a treat for you." And he handed me a brown paper bag that was the same as all the others. I took it hesitantly and thought I should get moving along and made to slide off his lap. He let me go and I was on the stage decking and starting to move off, thinking I was free. But then one of the elves leaned down and whispered in Santa's ear. Of course, Santa was too busy to look after everything. The elves were his helpers. He was just now being informed that this lone boy standing in front of him was none other than the scrapbook asker. "Just a minute, Kelly," that big booming voice said, and I froze in my tracks. He turned away from the elf who had told on me and reached out to the other elf who was holding something out to him that she had picked up from under the nearby tree. I couldn't imagine what horror awaited me, but I was prepared to take whatever punishment came my way. Santa turned back to me and held out a package. Flat, stiff and wrapped in gift wrap. In a state of confusion, I accepted my fate and the package and scampered off the stage and back to my mother and father. I buried my face in a pair of knees and felt comforting hands on my head. Then I heard my mother ask, "What did Santa give you? You should open it up." Did I want to see? I mean, I would have to look eventually, but did it have to be now? I looked at my grandma. She was smiling at me. My grandpa was looking at me with the twinkle in his eye that had always been there and would remain there for the rest of his life. My mom and dad were smiling at me, and I thought, if not now, then when? Everyone I loved was there with me in that spot. I slowly and hesitantly tore open the paper, and inside, instead of some form of punishment or proof of my greed, was the scrapbook. Infinite pages, blank, white, bright, colorful covers, sweet spirit of Christmas. It was years later that I realized that the tradition of Santa is a spirit that resides not just in a man in a red suit, but in the hearts of those who do what they can at this time of year to make things a little better for those nearby who could use a little cheer, whether they know it or not. This broadcast is the perfect example of the spirit of Santa that resides in many people. Those of you listening and making plans right now, you're part of that spirit. Those of you making pledges, keep them coming. And those of you who are helping out on the show and the many who are performing, you're all part of that spirit as well. I have no idea what happened to that scrapbook I got. I don't remember what I did with it. But I do still have my grandmother's scrapbook. And I do still love this time of year and the fact that those people in this story are here with me in spirit. And I love that I get to share them with you, and now with my wife and my brand new son, McKinley. Merry Christmas, everyone. And to my son, Merry Christmas, boy. I love you. Thank you very much.
Hi, my name's Lucas Roger.
And I'm Madeline Roger. Together we are Roger.
And you're listening to
Georgian Bay Roots.
A big miigwech and thank you for tuning into Georgian Bay Roots today. My name is Tom, and I have the privilege and honor of hosting the post-CFOS Christmas broadcast episode of this community radio show. You just got drawn into a tale of Kemble of Christmas's past, written and recited by proud father and Georgian Bay Roots' very own Kelly Babcock. That story begs the question, having started young, how many scrapbooks do you have by now, Kelly? If I had a Christmas scrapbook, I would definitely put this next memory in it. Ladies and gentlemen, Kaylee Hawkins.
All right. I'm going to... Wow, that's sounding fantastic. For those that aren't here, I've got ice water and tea. I'm just double-fisting it up here. We're going to make it happen. And I'm going to be brave and try a Joni Mitchell. All right. If this goes south, boys, you're gotta go. All right. It's coming on Christmas. They're cutting down trees. They're putting up reindeer and singing songs of joy and peace. Wish I had a river to skate away on. But it don't snow here. It stays pretty green. I'm gonna make a lot of money and I'm gonna quit this crazy scene. And I wish I had a river to skate away on. Wish I had a river so long. I would teach my feet to fly. Wish I had a river to skate away on. I made my baby cry. He tried hard to help me, you know, he put me at ease. And he loved me so naughty and made me weak in the knees. Wish I had a river I could skate away on. I'm so hard to handle, I'm selfish and I'm sad. I've gone and lost the best baby that I've ever. Wish I had a river to skate away on. Wish I had a river so long. I would teach my feet to fly. wish I had a river to skate away on. I made my baby say goodbye. It's coming on Christmas, they're cutting down trees, putting up reindeer and singing songs of joy and peace. Wish I had a river to skate away on.
Kaylee Hawkins, recorded live at the Roxy last Sunday, backed up by John Farmer, Kelly Babcock, and yours truly. In other words, the Georgian Bay Roots team, minus co-host Tim Harrison, who hosted his own portion of the broadcast, of which I should probably get a recording from Steve. Queued up for you next, John's contribution to the round in the form of John Prine's Christmas in Prison, which I had the boorishness of stepping all over, in my defense. The trouble is, I play this song myself and go up to a fifth at the top of the chorus, whereas John goes up to the fourth. All that to say that two notes right beside each other doesn't always sound pretty. I'm sorry, and I appreciate the adventure that live performance invariably is. Again, John Farmer with a different John's Christmas in Prison.
It was Christmas in prison. The food was real good. We had turkey and pistols carved out of wood. And I dream of her always, even when I don't dream. Her name's on my tongue, her blood's in my stream. Wait a while, eternity. Old Mother Nature's got nothing on me. Come to me, run to me, come to me now. We're rolling, my sweetheart, we're flowing by God. She reminds me of a chess game with someone I admire, or a picnic in the rain after a prairie fire. Her heart is as big as this whole gosh darn jail. She's sweeter than saccharin at a drugstore sale. Wait a while, eternity. Old Mother Nature's got nothing on me. Come to me, run to me, come to me now. We're rolling, my sweetheart, we're flowing by God. Now the searchlight in the big yard swings round with the gun, and it spotlights the snowflakes like dust in the sun. It's Christmas in prison, there'll be music tonight. I'll probably get homesick, I love you, good night. Wait a while, eternity. Old Mother Nature's got nothing on me. Come to me, run to me, come to me now. We're rolling, my sweetheart, we're flowing by God. I don't play harmonica, but my friend Tom does. Come to me now, we're rolling, my sweetheart, we're flowing by God.
Mike Weir from the Trevor McKenzie Band, and you're listening to Georgian Bay Roots Radio.
Yes, indeed, you are listening to Georgian Bay Roots. My name is Tom. Thanks for joining me today. We are on the air thanks to the generosity of the Owen Sound Hub and the Georgian Bay Folk Society, and we exist thanks to that man right there who you heard for before the break for weather here on CFOS. That was Mr. John Farmer and his take on Christmas in Prison. Thanks for letting me sing on that one, John, and I'll remember to go to the fourth next time. Queued up for you now. Well, I'll just introduce it myself.
So I full admission, this is where I under-promise and over-deliver, hopefully. So I am not a guitar player, and so what I've done, for anyone listening at home, the way to tune a, in my mind, to tune a four-string guitar, is you tune it so it's open tuning, which means that all your chords, you don't have to learn any chord shapes. All the chords are just straight across. Right? So this is my cheater version of a song called Father Christmas by the Kinks. When I was young, I believed in Santa Claus, though I knew it was my dad. Used to hang up my stockings at Christmas, open my presents and I'd be glad. But the last time I played Father Christmas, stood outside a department store. A bunch of kids came up and they mugged me. They knocked my reindeer to the floor. They sang, Father Christmas, give us your money. Don't mess around with those silly toys. We'll beat you up if you don't hand it over. We want your bread, so don't make us annoyed. Give all the toys to the little rich boys. Don't give my brother a Steve Austin outfit. Don't give my sister a cuddly toy. We don't want your Monopoly money. We only want the real McCoy. So Father Christmas, give us your money. Don't mess around with those silly toys. We'll beat you up if you don't hand it over. We want your bread, so don't make us annoyed. Give my daddy a job, cause he needs one. He's got lots of mouths to feed. And if you've got one, I'll have a machine gun, so I can scare all the kids on the street. They come after me and they're all singing after me, running, Father Christmas, give us your money. Don't mess around with those silly toys. We'll beat you up if you don't hand it over. We want your bread, so don't make us annoyed. Give all the toys to the little rich boys. And this is the part in the song where it gets to the point of why you guys are all calling in today to do these pledges. Have yourself a merry, merry Christmas. Have yourself a good time. But remember the kids who got nothing. While you're drinking down your wine, they sing, Father Christmas, give us your money. Don't mess around with those silly toys. We'll beat you up if you don't hand it over. We want your bread, so don't make us annoyed. Give all the toys to the little rich boys.
Thank you for being generous enough with your ears to permit me the hubris of playing myself on my turn in the host chair. My name is Tom. This is Georgian Bay Roots. Today, I'm recapping the performances of the Georgian Bay Roots team, sans Tim Harrison, at last week's 83rd annual CFOS Christmas Fun broadcast. To be clear, Tim did perform at the broadcast, just not with us. I'm sure it was lovely. And you just heard my take on the Kinks' Father Christmas. All right. Kaylee's going to step up to lead a song in the round. I'm not sure if it's because I grew up singing this song in French, but I am more than impressed by the verses in this one. Nice one, Kaylee.
We brought these bells. We might as well use them. Wouldn't you say, friends?
Dashing through the snow in a one-horse open sleigh, o'er the fields we go, laughing all the way. Bells on bobtail ring,
making spirits bright. What fun it is to ride and sing a sleighing song tonight. Oh, jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way. Oh, what fun it is to ride in a one-horse open sleigh. Hey, jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way. Oh, what fun it is to ride in a one-horse open sleigh.
A day or two ago, I thought I'd take a ride. Soon Miss Fanny Bride was seated by my side. The horse was lean and lank,
tis fortune seemed his lot.
He got into a drifted bank and we got up sot. Oh,
jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way. Oh, what fun it is to ride in a one-horse open sleigh.
Hey,
jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way. Oh, what fun it is to ride in a one-horse open sleigh.
Now the ground is white, go it while you're young. Take the girls tonight and sing this sleighing song. Just get a bobtailed nag, 244 in speed. Hitch him to an open sleigh and crack, you'll take the lead. Oh,
jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way. Oh, what fun it is to ride in a one-horse open sleigh. Hey, jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way. Oh, what fun it is to ride in a one-horse open sleigh.
Oh, what fun it is to ride in a one-horse open sleigh.
Oh, what fun it is to call and make a pledge today. Hey!
And thank you for tuning in today. And thanks for leading us in that sleigh ride, Kaylee. Drop me a line on Georgian Bay Roots Facebook page or email us at georgianbayroots@summerfolk.org if you, like me, have never heard those verses before. Again, is it just the fact that I grew up with French? Then again, I should only expect my fellow Georgian Bay Roots co-hosts John Kelly and Kaylee, folklorists that they are, to pull out the definitive version of Jingle Bells. Also drop us a line at the Georgian Bay Roots Facebook page or email us at georgianbayroots@summerfolk.org if you've got your own Christmas cheer to share. We'd love to hear what you've got recorded. My name is Tom, and we here at Georgian Bay Roots have one more song from last Sunday that we'd like you to join with us in singing.
We have one more song to sing for you. I am impressed. For those of you listening at home, it's really important to know that the theater down here at the Roxy is beautiful. Fred Wallace's sporting background will appreciate the full poinsettia press at the front of the stage. And we've got folks out in the lobby taking pledges and welcoming folks. And if I've been informed correctly, and you just don't happen to be able to call in today, you can make pledges throughout the rest of the month, I believe. So help us, if you can right now, maybe break 19,000. With any, fingers crossed, we'll be there the next time the pledges come. And we just, as we get ready to sing our final song for you, we'd like to send a big thank you. Thank you so much to all the folks who make this happen, who have made this happen for 83 years. We can't underestimate the power of tradition, because traditions are fueled by community. They're fueled by people passing things down and along one to another. And that's what this broadcast is all about. It's what the tradition's about. And personally, what I think that spirit of giving at this time of year is all about. These are dark days, but the light is coming back, and we can share that light with each other.
I'm dreaming of a white Christmas,
just like the ones I used to know,
where the treetops glisten
and children listen to hear sleigh bells in the snow. I'm dreaming of a white Christmas, with every Christmas card I write.
May
your days be merry and bright, and may all your Christmases be white.
Now, friends, my voice is just about done. We're just about done.
Nothing would make me happier than if we all sang together. Would you do that with us?
Whether you're here at the Roxy or listening to this in the drive-thru at Tim Hortons, it'd be appreciated in every eventuality.
Thanks again to CFOS for having us here today.
Thanks for listening to our show.
Merry Christmas, everybody.
You just heard John, Kaylee, Kelly, and myself wrapping up our contribution to the 83rd annual CFOS Sun-Times Christmas Fund broadcast. Pledges can be made at can continue to be made at any Royal Bank branch in Grey Bruce until the end of the month. Those pledges will be used by over 20 different local charities to bring crucial programming to communities near you. It was a pleasure to participate in that. In that community tradition, and I will never forget it. Hopefully, many more to come. In response to anyone, anytime, coming to me with a request for a song, for me to play them a song, I'll let String Driven Thing express my thoughts. This one's called I'll Sing One For You.
Somewhere safe in your home. Are you chasing the sun, or are you knee deep in snow? The night when you're so cold, believe me, I know. So I'll sing one for you. Ooh, that's what I'll do. When the road gets rough, the night it gets tough, I'll sing. All you get, but that still ain't enough. Lost in the city, or lost on the sea. We're looking for love, just like me. Ooh. So I'll sing one more. We all need a friend.
They're from Scotland. They're on the Charisma label. They opened for Genesis on their Foxtrot tour, and they feature on the drums Meaford Taylor, Billy Fairley. That one is called I'll Sing One For You. To discover more about Billy and the band, pick up a copy of the winter issue of Ramped, in which Jesse and Nelson were kind enough to, among an issue full of great stories, they gave me a page to tell part of Billy's story. It's been a pleasure spending time with you today. My name is Tom. You've been listening to Georgian Bay Roots, and I've had the pleasure of getting to relive last Sunday's Georgian Bay Roots team outing with Kelly and Kaylee and John. I'm already looking forward to next year. Thank you again to Gary Byers Sound and Lighting, and to Steve Ritchie for bottling the lightning that is this crack team of hosts, live and in action. All the best to everyone, everywhere, over the holidays. Hope to run into you somewhere, sometime. To take us to the top of the hour, here's the incredible string band with a seasonal number called Chinese White.
The bent twig of darkness grows the petals of the morning and shows to them the birds singing just behind the dawning. Come dip into the cloud cream lapping. I can't keep my hand on the plow because it's dying, but I will lay me down with my arms round the rainbow, and I will lay me down to Christmas tree be shining gently all around.
Today's episode of Georgian Bay Roots was an encore presentation of last year's Georgian Bay Roots CFOS Sun-Times Christmas Fund broadcast smorgasbord. Tune in next week to hear from Kaylee, and in the weeks following from Lloyd and Kelly. My name is Tom Plates, and thanks again for listening.
Getting older. I see the crystal dreams unfold.